This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tokyo officials said Saturday newly reported COVID-19 cases in the Olympic host city surged to a record high 4,058 on Saturday, exceeding 4,000 for the first time and overshadowing the games. Public broadcaster NHK says nationwide cases topped 12,000, the highest ever for Japan, and up 15% on the day, underscoring a rapid rise in infections across the country. The new records come a day after Japan decided to extend and expand states of emergencies to the end of August. Olympic organizers said on Saturday they revoked accreditation of a games-related person or people for leaving the athletes' village for sightseeing, a violation of measures imposed to hold the Olympics safely amid the pandemic. Kyoto News Agency reports it was two male judo silver medalists from Georgia who had their credentials revoked. There was a media report in Japan that the two had been witnessed near Tokyo Tower, a popular tourist destination, on Tuesday night. It's the first time accreditation has been revoked since the start of the Tokyo Olympics on July 23rd. Without it, a person cannot enter any Olympic facilities. Residents of the athletes' village are not allowed to go out for non-games-related purposes, such as sightseeing. Turkish state media reports fire crews tackled blazes for a fourth day as the number of people killed in forest fires sweeping through southern Turkey rose to 6 on Saturday. The wildfires broke out on Wednesday and have since injured more than 300 and forced the evacuation of villages and hotels. 10 fires are still going and another 88 have been brought under control, according to Turkish fire officials. Investigators are trying to establish if some of the fires were started deliberately. More than 2,600 fires have erupted on average in the last decade, but that figure jumped to 3,400 last year. This is VOA News.